The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. The all-weather on a Friday evening is back in Ireland. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert and a man who loves Dundalk, Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Amongst other things, yes. Right there at the top of the things I do love and look forward to. It's all go, isn't it? Not only today, but over the weekend. What a weekend of sport.
Yeah.
Dundalk Friday night. Strictly Come Dancing comes on Friday night as well. Where do I start? I don't even know which one to look. Ryder Cup. They've got the Merseyside Derby for all us Liverpool fans tomorrow. Cambridgeshire as well. And yes, it's a feast, Mark.
It is. It is. I'm not sure Strictly Come Dancing is a sport, though.
Well, we can bet on it.
Yes.
We can bet on it. It's sport.
Fair enough. What do you make of Dundalk tonight, Andy? It's going to be a regular thing now, Dundalk on a Friday evening.
Yeah, looking forward to it, actually. It just seems an age, actually, since I did the last sort of one in March. Obviously, we've done one or two in between, but they're sort of like just a bit of an hors d'oeuvre, aren't they, before the main course. I quite like tonight's card, yeah. There's several that not only have posted good numbers here at Dundalk recently, but one or two have been running quite well over hurdles and on the flat, on the turf, so... Some of them have got some good polytrack form here at Dundalk. So, it'd be interesting to see how William Hill have priced these horses up.
Okay, good stuff. Well, we'll find out as we go along. Starting with the first race, which is the 5:40, and we start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Auction Maiden over 6 furlongs, and Saws heads the betting for this morning at 11-4, 7-2 for Ostatnia, 4-1 for Red Ivy. Indian Tomahawk is 5-1 with Matty Dillon. Extreme Appeal is 9s, and then it's 10-1 and double figure prices for the others. Saws at the top of the betting, Andy, into a maiden here, has run in 2 listed races so far, so it's a real drop in class. Do you see that paying off?
Well, he certainly sets the standard on what he's done, doesn't he, Saws? Andrew Slattery's got a good record here on the all-weather at Dundalk. Of course, on side, you made a lot of his early sort of big figures here. He did posted a lot of good numbers before. He's gone, obviously, to make into a really useful handicapper stroke Group 3 performer. And Sirs is certainly a well-built colt by acclamation. And that form in the Marble Stakes, that listed race back in May, he's probably the best individual piece of form we've got to deal with here. He's got a rating of 93, which could well be slightly over the top. He was well beaten last time we saw him in Nice, and he hasn't been out since, so why he hasn't been out, no idea, but this looks a fairly mundane comeback for him. He's certainly not going to be in the deep waters that he has been, so in all intents and purposes he's very much the one to beat, and I think he's probably a worthy favourite. I'm surprised actually he's not shorter than what he is. You could have made a case for him being 7-4, 2-1 poke here. William Hill gone 11-4, that could well be under pressure, that price. I'm going to keep my eye on a horse here called Matty Dillon. Now, I'm going to go for him despite Saws' obvious claims, because I do believe that the race on the 14th of September that he contested at the Curragh, that valuable sales race, is a fairly reliable piece of form. And even though it's not a group race, I think the time that they produced was certainly in keeping with all the other numbers on that card that day. It was a really strongly run race. They won a hell of a gallop, and the ones that are involved in the finish, I think you can all upgrade and make cases out for them on their next starts. Indeed, the 7th horse, Ivor's Rebel, trained by David Ellsworth, one of the English Raiders, he was only rated 72 going into that contest, and he absolutely bolted up the other day when he went back to the UK and beat Zippity Doodah at Lingfield in a nursery quite easily. So any horse that's run quite well, despite finishing mid-div, they weren't too far away. Matty Dillon, I thought, shaped quite well. He was well drawn, and he certainly ran much better than his odds implied. I do look quite like Kevin Prendergast here on the all-weather as well at Dundalk, particularly with his two-year-olds. So at 5-1, his speed figure suggests that Matty Dillon, if he can handle the all-weather, he's going to run a hell of a race in that first.
Okay, on to the second race then, and this is the 6.10, and this is a median auction race over 6 furlongs for 2-year-olds that have not won more than one race, and the betting is headed by Folklore, who's 15-8, Dandy Leaky is 5-2, 3-1 for Ariana, Intense Style is 5s with Aprobert, and then 20-1 for either of the other two runners. The betting, Andy, is framed, by the looks of it, around a race at Dundalk nearly 3 weeks ago, 19 days ago, when it was a 5-furlong nursery and Folklore won the race. Dandy Leaky was second and Ariana was third. Do you see that being a key piece of form here?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That was a really decent race on the figures. There was two races on the straight track that night. On the 5-furlong track at Dundalk. And Folklore's performance was only just slightly behind the older horse of Caspian Prince, who won the first race on the card. I got an 88 for the older horse race, and I got an 85 for Folklore. So there was only like probably about a length and a half difference between the two times, which is an extraordinary effort, really, for 2-year-olds to keep tabs with a horse such as Caspian Prince, who's a very fast horse, of course, trained by Tony Carroll in the UK. And that was the first time that Tommy Stack's filly had encountered the all-weather here at Dundalk, and Tommy Stack, similar to sort of Gerlines and Nicky Halfords of this world, has got a real gathering of momentum here at Ireland's only all-weather track. He does really well here, and a lot of his horses get very well backed. And I can see this horse coming in for some severe support here tonight. I certainly think he'll beat Dandy Leaky again. In fact, I think Dandy Leaky will really struggle here. Dandy Leaky, for me, is an out-and-out 5-furlong horse, and being asked to race beyond 5, he always seemed to struggle. He raced in that sales race the other day, and he finished last because he just didn't stay the trip. Plain and simply, this horse does not stay Dandy Leaky, so I'm ruling him out quite readily. So Ronnie really got Ariana to worry about. And although Johnny Murta's filly was a little bit impeded in the latter stage, I thought Folklore was easily on top in the end and going away at the finish. So I'd expect Folklore to uphold that piece of form. The time was good. If you're a times man, there's only one horse you can back in this race, and that's Folklore.
Okay, Folklore then in the 6.10. The 6.40 is next up, and this is a nursery over a mile. A competitive nursery at that. Cocoon is the 7-2 market leader, 5-1 for Perfect Fit, 11-2 for Just a Penny and Havana Bell. Duke of Valentinois is 6-1, 8-1 for Sinner Sandy. Manny Owens is 8s, and then 10-1 or Big Up Prices the rest. Quite an open race, Sandy. So what are your thoughts on the 6.40?
Yeah, this is one of the races I haven't spent massive amount of time on, just because I think they're so impossible. You could waste precious time that you could spend elsewhere doing something else, because I'm not really looking to have a bet in this race. But for those that do like a punt, my nomination would be Duke of Valentinois from the Johnny Murta stable, again a stable that's had a really good year. And Johnny was always a big advocate of Dundalk, and he often rode many polished races here at this track for various trainers. So I do think he quite likes the all-weather, and I think he'll want to hit the ground running here on the first night, and particularly from an owner that he served quite well in the early part of his career. And this horse also ran in the sales race. It was the race that my first selection, Matt Dillon, ran in. He finished 8th, and Duca Valentinois was 10th. But I've noticed this horse doing some really good late work in the last 100 yards, and he went through the line quite strongly in that strongly run race. And his speed figure that he produced, despite finishing 10th, is way above anything else that's the others in this race have achieved. Cocoon obviously has already had an experience here at Dundalk when finishing 6th in a reasonable maiden and finally got off the mark the other day. I think she'll be competitive despite her draw. Perfect Fit has also shown bits and pieces of form. She's quite a nice filly. I think Davy Watchman's charge will go well. And of course, we've got winners like Havana Bell and horses that have been hitting the frame and suggesting that they're very much nursery projects, such as Manny Owens and Sindar Sandy. As the market suggests, a 9-2, 5-1, the field quotes are probably about right, but I think that sales race is okay, and Duke of Valentinois off a mark of 77 could have got in quite lightly here.
Okay. Onto the 7.10 next race, 4 on the card, and this is a handicap over a mile for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65, and Havelock Ellis is the 7-2 favourite this morning. 4-1 for Succeed and Excel. Corker Hill is 5-1 with Helen's Armada. Merry Mast is 7s, as is Athersell. Valley Queen is 9-1, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices. The rest, Havelock Ellis, Andy, heads the betting. Won over course and distance 19 days ago, winning from stall 14 under a good ride from Fergal Lynch. Has to do the same again off a £10 higher mark. Is that enough to put you off a favourite here?
No, I'm a big fan of Havelock Ellis. It's quite an extraordinary performance here on the 7th of September, when, having to overcome a really bad draw, he did it in such a fat way that it was quite startling, really, the figures he produced. Fergal Lynch had no choice in that draw but to drop him out, and if you read the comments afterwards, his trainer Johnny Levens has said that he's a better horse when he comes late, fast and wide, and he's out of the way of other horses, so he certainly doesn't want to get into a crowd scene. And even though he's drawn 14 again today, I don't think that'll bother not only me, but Connections or Fergal Lynch, because he's just going to do the same thing. He's going to sit at the back, drop by this time, and then he's going to come all the way down the outside in the home straight. And if he puts the kind of finish in that he did last time, then he should still be good enough despite the rise in the weights. He clocked 1 minute 11.3 from 6 furlongs, and Quartz, that rapidly improving Aino Branch runner, clocked 1 minute 11.6. So he actually ran much better than an 83-rated horse. So even, like I say, even off a mark of 57, his speed figures and the way he came home suggest that he's very much a horse on the upgrade. And he could well turn into a bit of a Dundalk specialist, because that was his second good run at this track. He'd previously run well over a mile and a quarter back last year, this time last year at this meeting. So he's certainly a horse that has obviously had his problems, but Dundalk seems to have made a man of him. And I think around about 4-1 mark this morning, he looks a decent bet.
Going on to race 5 next, and the 7.40, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half, and Waver is the 7-2 favourite at the time of recording. It's 5-1 for Eye of the Tiger, who's been nibbled from sixes, 6-1 for Papa's Way, sorry, 5-1 for Papa's Way and With the Hills, and Tia Krios, 6-1 for Lonan, 9-1 for Shukov and Catchy Lass, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. And again, Andy, it's quite an open handicap this, but just starting with the favourite here, Waver, he's done alright over hurdles, got off the mark at the second time of asking when winning at Lestole last Saturday, won over a mile and a quarter at Dundalk, so the course is one where he's won before, and he's £4 lower than that course success. Does that bring him into the equation here?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few horses you could sort of mention favourably here. I'm a big fan of Waver, and I like the fact that he's already won quite snugly here on his only starts at Dundalk, proving that he loves this terrain. And that Lestole win the other day in the maiden hurdle was a good one as well. It wasn't a bad little race, actually, and he came through quite snugly to win with plenty in hand. He's obviously coming into the race in good form. He's well drawn, and Denatra O'Brien as well. He's going to be very valuable to Aidan O'Brien throughout the winter, because he claims a very, very valuable 7, which eases the burden of 9 stone 12. He's not a very big horse either, Waver, so that's certainly going to help him. So he's going to be a major, major player here. But there are a couple of other horses worth mentioning. And one of them is Papa's Way, a horse I tipped last time out down in Down Royal, following a fantastic run in a race which is working out well at the Curragh. That 2 mile handicap won by Kalan, of course, ran his face off to finish second to Estimate, of course, in the Doncaster Cup. Several horses in the pack that day have run well subsequently. And with, you know, his form credentials at Dundalk, very much there for all to see. His two victories have both come at this track with Philip Donovan on board. I think Papa's Way will go well. And the other one to mention is a tricky one to assess in many respects. It's Eye of the Tiger. He was one of those horses that supplied, allegedly, Barney Curley with one of his legs of his massive gamble back in January when trained by Des Donovan, in inverted commas. And he's just had the one run for Johnny Murta when he brought him over to Fosslast, and he finished third behind Yakum. Obviously, he goes really well on an all-weather surface, because he's 1-for-1 on a synthetic track. And he still could be quite well handicapped. Eye of the Tiger, particularly now Johnny's had his chance to get his teeth into him. So those are my three against the field, and they are the three top weights. I think one of them will definitely win this race, because they've just got a touch of quality. But I'll go with Waver. He's 1-for-1 at the track, and that win 6 days ago looked as though he's just brought him to fever pitch for this race.
Okay, Waver the selection there. Then on to the 8.10 next race, 6 on the card, and this is Division 1 of this mile and a quarter handicap for three-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Bawindi is the favourite this morning at 4-1. 9-2 for Gunshoot and Ed Led Jed. 5-1 for Penny's Angel. Ogier Foire is 5-1 with Mino Street. County Wexford is also 5-1, but they're reserves, those two. 9-1 for Cool Gower. Flowing Air is 10-1 with Master Melody and The Nutcracker. And then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not much winning form to go on here, Andy, so help us out in the 8-10.
Yeah, I'm quite keen on winning this race at a price. I think bookmakers have definitely took a chance anyway with my selection here. Master Melody, he's 10-1 currently with William Hill. I think that's a fair enough price, particularly from an each-way perspective. He's one of the only few horses in this race who's got winning course form at Dundalk. Quite a few of these have run well here at the track. Gunshoot has, for instance. But not many have managed to, get their head in front or show that they're capable of doing it over a consistent period of time. Where Master Melody has, he's the most prolific horse at this track. He's got two wins and he's also run here 11 times. So, I think that's going to count for a lot for a start off. And he also ran quite well in a race, which is working out really well. I thought the speed figure that race that Love the Feeling that day on the 31st of August was a very good one, and it could be worth that form worth following, and that's very much the way it's gone. Shukoffa was fourth, has won subsequently at Galway. Zealous Dream, who I tipped on the podcast the other day, he was 11th, he's won since, and the fifth horse, Water Sprite, landed a bit of a punt for connections down in Listowel. So three horses have come out that race and won. Love the Feeling, although it didn't win next time out, ran quite well despite a bad ride at Clonmel. Selena Furness finished second as well, the runner-up. So the number of that race suggested it was good. And Master Melody, in getting into the mix of that race and finishing sixth, certainly run quite well from a figures perspective. He's actually top of my ratings here. And the fact that he's now going back to his beloved Dundalk with a useful £10 claimer on, I certainly think Master Melody's been overlooked here for one reason or another, and he shouldn't have been. So let's get stuck into him in a nice each-way double-figure price.
Okay, a bit of each way value then in the 8-10. The 8:40 is the penultimate race this evening. It's Division 2 of this mile and a quarter handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. 14 of them in the lineup for this one. And Anna Queen is the 4-1 favourite. 6-1 for Calanito. Oceana Queen is also 6s. 7s for General Bunching, Wildcat Kitten, and Delta Beat. Waterloo Sunrise is 8s. 10-1 for Broadway Musical and Mount Flora and Miami and 12-1 or bigger prices for the other runners. Again, Andy, it's not the easiest puzzle to solve here. I mean, Anna Queen stepping up in trip quite markedly. The tongue tie goes back on. We'll start with a favourite. What do you make of the race?
No, I'm sick of Anna Queen. She's just a bookmaker's horse. She's trained by Tony Martin. Every time that she lines up on a racetrack, she's favourite or close to favourite. And she just doesn't look like winning, I'm afraid. She's 0-3 at the track. 0-7 going left-handed. So despite the contraptions being applied, I just couldn't have anything to do with that horse, particularly at the price. I mean, come on, how is that horse a 4-1 shot? If you offer me 10-1, I wouldn't take it. So if Anna Queen wins, I'll just take it on the chin. Oceana Queen managed to win quite nicely down in Clonmel last time out. Not sure what to expect of her on a return back to a track where she's 0-4. But she certainly was a trainer that knows the time of day on the old weather. I probably, in a race like this, I usually try and play with a straight back and go with horses that run well here on a consistent basis. And the two that stand out are the two regulars. Between them, they've run here an amazing 42 times, and that's Waterloo Sunrise and my old favourite, General Bunching. He's with a cop-out selection, General Bunching. He's bailed me out of trouble on more than one or two occasions just because I do like him in these kind of races at Dundalk. And he often comes here off the back of modest runs, and I think that's why he goes off a decent price. Thomas Cleary likes to keep him quite industrious throughout the summer. And the last time he ran here, he was a bit of a revelation under similar conditions, really, because he'd come here off the back of four okay runs on the turf. And he similarly had four runs on the turf since his last win here back in mid-July, when he won quite easily in the end. And he'd come from quite a bit back. And Rory Cleary, who rides him, gets on really well with him. He knows him quite well. So General Bunching would be a number one choice. And the other one I mentioned is Waterloo Sunrise. Only one win in 35, but that has come here at Dundalk, and he's run quite some good races in defeat in the interim. And I thought he did amazingly well to finish second the other day over a track which would have been a bit too sharp and over a trip which was too short behind Equation of Time. He was actually last with 3 furlongs to run and amazingly managed to finish second. So he's in good form, Waterloo Sunrise. So he could run well at a decent price if the track's playing in his favour, i.e. the hold-up horses come into the equation. So the two regulars here at the track, Waterloo Sunrise and General Bunching, are my two against the field in the 8:40.
Okay, a couple against the field there then in the penultimate race. And on to the final race of the evening. It's the 9:10, and this is a race over a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds and older that have not finished first, second or third in a listed or group race since the 1st of January 2014. And I think it's fair to say Ed O'Brien's got quite a strong hand here. He has the first three in the betting. Alfonso de Souza, the even money favourite and backed from 11-8. Festive Cheer is 9-2. 11-2 for Indian Maharaja. Nonchalant is 7s with Warbird, and then 9-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. Starting with Alfonso de Souza, Andy, only had the one run this year, and that was in soft ground in the Irish Lincoln, which didn't suit, but he does seem to like it at Dundalk. He's won over this course and distance and placed in group three and listed company, which was before the 1st of January, so that's why he gets into the race. He's run well fresh before as well. Do you think he's got a real favourites chance here?
No, without doubt, yeah. I mean, he's just plain and simply the best horse in this race and the best horse equipped with the Dundalk or weather surface. He's already proven himself on it on more than one occasion. He's got a good record here. One of his only career victories came here at the beginning of last year's all weather campaign. And he followed it up with two really good runs behind Parish Hall and Pierre Magnus in two strongly run races, particularly that last one, the listed stakes, one of the few pattern races they have here at Dundalk. And even though he's a slight disappointment to those that backed him into 4-7, it still comes out really well in the figures, and you know, the winner and the second have both run well in various races subsequently, so he does set a very high standard here. And Aidan O'Brien obviously got his son Joseph on board as well, so suggest that's the one that we should be with. You know, the other two are useful horses in their own right, but they often run in sort of condition races and often are sacrificial lambs in perhaps group races where they're pacemakers for one or two other stable stars. So, if you like, they're not really the normal type of horses that Aidan O'Brien would aim at a race like this. But I do think Alfonso de Souza is going to have a good all-weather campaign. There are races for him over the winter period, and this is a good starting point. So he definitely gets a vote in the last.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections for Dundalk, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, it's a case of probably treading a bit carefully tonight. First all-weather meeting back in the winter period. Matty Dillon will get my vote in the first, following a good eighth in that good sales race at the Curra on his last start. Folklore is probably the best bet on the card in the 6:10. She posted a very good time for her grade and for a two-year-old the last day, and I think she'll definitely get the extra furlong, no problem. 6:40, trappy old nursery there, but hopefully Johnny Myrtle will make a good start to his all-weather campaign with Duca Valentinois. In the 7:10, Havelock Ellis was an absolute incredible winner here the other day for a horse of his rating, and despite £10 being lumped on his back to carry today, I still think he'll take all the beating in that mile handicap. 7:40, the top three look as though they've got a touch of quality about them, and one of them is Waver, who comes in good form, and he gets the each way vote there. In the 8:10, I'll go with Master Melody, who's a model of consistency here at Dundalk. The top two make the most appealing in the 8:40, General Bunching and Waterloo Sunrise. And in the final race, I think Short Price favourite backers, and followers of Aidan O'Brien will be sent home happy with Alfonso de Souza.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy in Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.